Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Romans, chapter 4. We'll take a short reading there, starting in verse 7. That's Romans chapter 4, verse 7. There, Paul starts by quoting an excerpt from the 32nd Psalm. He says, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord shall not impute sin." And he goes on to say, does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only or upon the uncircumcised also? Now, it's said that the Roman congregation was a primarily Jewish Christian congregation. And if you know anything about the Jewish Christians in the Bible, you probably know that they had a pretty rough time getting along with the Gentile Christians. Long story short, they were trying to bind their old traditions like circumcision onto new Christians. And Paul was not about this. He wanted to make sure that they weren't walking according to tradition, but rather according to faith. Down in verse 12, he tells them that blessedness comes to those who walk in the steps of faith, not those who walk in the steps of circumcision. And that's what I want to talk about today. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. It's not enough just to walk. You might be able to fool me into thinking you have faith, young people. You might be able to fool your parents into thinking you have faith. We might be able to fool our elders and our leadership into thinking we have faith, but you can't fool God. In Revelations 3:15, God says, "I know your works." And guess what? He knows the foundation of your works. He knows the intents behind your actions because he doesn't see like you and I do. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "The Lord doesn't see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord, he looks at the heart." I want you to listen to me now. Quite possibly, the greatest disservice we can do our youth is teach them what to do and not why to do it, because what we end up with then is a generation of people who know how to look like Christians, but not why they should follow Christ to begin with. We end up teaching them a doctrine of works only, denying them the establishment of faith. And then when they question their beliefs, we tell them not to question. We tell them that questioning is dangerous, really? Is that what your Bible says? Because mine says in 1 Peter 3:15, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you." How can we expect our youth to give their friends a reason for the hope that is in them if all they know is the how and not the why? How can we expect them to walk in the steps of faith if their faith is not their own? Young people, have you ever asked yourself why you believe what you believe? It's scary, isn't it? It's scary to admit that you don't know something, to entertain the possibility that what you're doing might be wrong. But if you don't understand the things you practice, why do you fear doing wrong? Is it because your parents might punish you? If that's the reason why, then your parents have failed you. If the sole reason you're doing wrong is because your friends will criticize you, well, if that's the reason why, then your friends have failed you. Young people, if you're not sure about something you believe, question that belief. We should constantly be examining our beliefs and aligning them with the scriptures. And by the way, they will never fail you. Don't let them tell you not to examine your faith. Don't let them tell you that questioning is dangerous. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 13:5, "Examine yourselves as to whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless, indeed, you are disqualified." Listen, you can know if you're qualified or not. You have the ability through the study of the scriptures to know for sure whether you are saved or lost. And if you don't know, if you're unsure, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you might be lost. Paul says, examine yourselves as to whether you're in the faith. He says, test yourselves. We can't slide by on works alone. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Titus 3, 5 through 7 says, "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior." Don't get me wrong, I'm not minimizing the role of Christian works in our lives, but we have to be sure that those works are according to faith and not blind acceptance. Examine yourselves as to whether you're in the faith. Thank you.